It's Mother's Day coming. It's coming. I want to give you a warning for those of you who said, oops. It's Mother's Day, and I tell you what, we're going to be honest here. We had scheduled to talk about love and respect in marriage. We're going to push that to next week. Got a great show for you. And I told Steven and Jennifer and Gino coming in the studio, come on, mom's got to get elevated here. So we're going to open up the phone lines right now. We have 28 minutes to give tributes to mom. Maybe mom is in heaven. Maybe mom is with you. What's one thing that you want to give a tribute about to your mom across the nation and around the world on Intentional Living? You better call fast. Want to get you on. Okay, one thing you want to share about good old mom with Mother's Day here. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. One thing you appreciate about good old mom.
She has raised myself and three brothers. We're all adults now and have children of our own, but she did it pretty much all on her own and just taught us to love everyone, but especially our brothers, and take care of our family, and she just did a great job at it.
And my mom has left me a legacy of learning how to be a servant.
All right. That one tribute to mom. What is it? Give us a call. 888-888-1717. Yeah, we're live here in our Intentional Living studios today with Mom's Day just a couple days away. And we'd love to hear your tribute to your mom. 888-888-1717 is the number. And as she was commenting about mom taught my brothers to love, you know, to love everybody. I've got two older brothers. I'm the baby of the family. And my mom has been in heaven for a number of years, but my mom was there to protect me from my big brothers so they didn't kill me. And anybody listening who knows my brother Larry, come on, in Michigan, he's 5 years older than I am. And when we were just little kids and he was 5 years older, I didn't know how to swim. And we were at a motel as a family. And I think my parents were in the room, so it's just Larry and me out there by the pool with, you know, a lifeguard. And he said, well, I can teach you how to swim. He threw me in the deep end. My mom had to protect me. And then, of course, my big brother, he had to shoot me with a BB gun one time. I chuckle because it probably wasn't as awful as I thought, but it certainly seemed like it when you're the baby of the family. But mom was always there to protect little Randy. Leave little Randy alone. Be nice to your little brother. So my mom, she was a sweetheart. And for those in Michigan, you know, Muskegon, Michigan, on the where I was born, Muskegon, Michigan, on the shore of Lake Michigan, my mom was the beauty queen for the centennial celebration in Muskegon, Michigan, way back in, well, I don't know, 1930 sometime. But anyway, love you, mom. Know you're in heaven. Made a big impact in my life. All right, you guys are lining up like you're circling over O'Hare Airport with your phone calls for mom. That's great. We'll get you on. Give us a call. Tell us one thing as a tribute to mom. 888-888-1717.
I would like to leave my mother's legacy. She's still alive. She's in a rest home. I'm calling from California. And she's got a little bit of Alzheimer's. And her legacy is forgive and forget. And I want to be like her. I want to forgive and forget. And she loves Jesus.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
When you rescue your children from life lessons that they need to learn, you are weakening them. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. See, muscles are strengthened by use, not by inaction. So when your kids fall down, you can help them get back up, but don't jump in and do everything for them, because failure isn't final. Kids learn from falling down and getting back up. Not only little ones, but sometimes young adults as well.
There's a passage in Romans chapter 5 where Paul says, we gladly suffer because we know that suffering helps us to endure, and endurance builds character, which gives us a hope that will never disappoint us. All of this happens because God has given us the Holy Spirit who fills our hearts with His love. That's a powerful passage. Let your kids fail. Help them back up. When you do, that's intentional living.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
And her legacy was her undying faith to God and the world's greatest mother. And we were so blessed to have had her.
Her legacy is forgive and forget. And I want to be like her.
She has raised myself and three brothers. We're all adults now and have children of our own, but she did it pretty much all on her own and just taught us to love everyone, but especially our brothers, and take care of our family, and she just did a great job at it.
And my mom has left me a legacy of learning how to be a servant. She does it beautifully and has taught me all about love.
Thank you, moms. Appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate the mother of our children, my wife, Donna. She is a great mom and a great Nana. And all the grandkids that come over, they know where the gum is going to be, where they can get the gum. They know where grandma, you know, of course, Nana gets away with things that parents can't get away with, right? You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, love you, Donna. You've been a great mom to our kids, and I love you. All right, let's get to some of these calls. People want to join in. One thing you want to share is a tribute to Mom. Julie, you're first in New Mexico. Go right ahead.
Hi. My thing with my mom, she was a wonderful mother, and she was a daily Bible reader. She had eight children and were all daily Bible readers, and I'm thankful I had a wonderful mother who was godly.
Mm. So you saw her reading the Bible. You knew she was doing it. She was visible when she did this.
Yes, every day she read the Bible.
So you picked up.
It was a blessing, and she was a good mother, godly mother. She's been, she's in heaven now for 7 years, but she really left a good legacy with her children.
Amen. All right, we can pick up good habits from our moms. Bad ones too. Just a reminder to moms. Becky in Michigan, a tribute to mom. Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hi, my tribute is that my mom is always willing to be something others, and she just puts a lot of thought into loving on others and taking care of her family, and I just really appreciate what a great job that she's done being my mom.
So she's got the gift of service for people.
Oh, definitely. She makes dinners for her people that move in, and she's just all the time doing things to help other people.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Becky. How are things in Michigan today?
They're beautiful today.
Great. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Mount Pleasant.
Beautiful place. Hey, we were just there. We had a conference there in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, I was there.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We've got more coming. More to help people live intentionally in Christ. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers who are calling, by the way. Julie, Becky, thank you. You want to give a tribute to mom? Phone line's open. Get in line, 888-888-1717. So you on Mother's Day could say, hey, mom, I gave you a tribute to the whole world here. Betty Sue is in Texas. Hi there, Betty Sue. Go right ahead. What's your tribute?
Hello. My mom is 85 years old this year, and she has 7 children.
Wow.
And so many grandkids and great-grandkids. Well, I can't even count them anymore. But, you know, I am very thankful that she did not kill any of us while we were growing up because we were turds. That woman should be a saint.
I hear you. I tell you, moms, sometimes they get the brunt of you're all alive. There's the good news. I mean, nowadays, say, hey, I just made it through. That's great. Thank you, Betty Sue, for your call. Let's go to Cheryl, also in Texas. How are you today, Cheryl?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Where are you calling from in Texas?
Lubbock.
Beautiful Lubbock. Appreciate your call. What's a tribute to mom?
Uh-huh. my mom, there was five of us, she made sure we went to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, when we had Wednesday night service. We were just raised going to church, and we had that faith.
Mm-hmm.
That I think people that aren't raised in church, sometimes they have a harder time having the belief of faith.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, she lived to be 87, and she was ready to go home, so.
Hmm. Yeah, I think we're hearing from a lot of moms whose moms are gone, moms in heaven. By the way, let me see. We've heard from Julie, Becky, Betty Sue, and Cheryl. Where are the guys? Come on, sons. Come on, son. We're talking mothers here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to a break. Let's do that. We'll go to a break. Give you just enough time to give us a call. tributes to mom for the next, we got about 17 minutes or so. 888-888-1717 is the number. We're live here in our Intentional Living studio. Facebook friends, if you want to post just a word or two or a quick sentence, a tribute to mom, maybe first name and what you appreciate about her. If Gino can get those into me, we'll get them. We'll read some of those as well. Tributes to mom with Mother's Day coming up. 888-888-1717 is the number. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking about teenagers. We're going to talk about being intentional as a parent. And then the topic we were going to talk about today, love and respect and marriage, we push back to next week. We got a great show coming up on that topic. Looking forward to it. Here's what intentional living is all about. Here's what we believe. Life is short. We all need to learn how to make better decisions. Come on. Most of us didn't learn how to do that in school, didn't learn how to do it in our Sunday school even. We learned what we shouldn't do, how to live that way, but did we really learn how to make good decisions, how to resolve problems with people, how to live intentionally every day in the reality of life? And that's what we feel God has blessed us to teach and share and encourage. First of all, being intentional in our faith, knowing Christ, living Christ, so we can finish strong. And that's what we're hearing today, some finish stories of moms who finish strong. Love to have you join us. One tribute, one thing you appreciate, one thing you respect, one thing you want to share as a tribute to mom, 888-888-1717. The communication reset is an important part of the process of really building the kind of marriage that, you know, I believe God intended for us. You know, there's a passage in Proverbs that says, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." It's a pretty gruesome and pretty powerful word picture of how our words affect each other. You know, I like to say that many of us, we say things we don't mean, or we mean things we don't say. And so with this reset, we're getting back to God's intention. Remember that your words will either lift or lower the temperature in your marriage. Boy, that is so true. The words that we speak, that's an excerpt really from the teaching this month. That's a really a powerful message that I think will be encouraging to our members, part of the Intentional Living community. If you're not, why not? Come and be a part of what we do here. Your support, obviously, is a very practical way of allowing us to do this. And I just want to say thanks. There's so many of you who just have said, hey, we're going to share just a dollar a day, four quarters a day to help you guys. We want to be a part of reaching people for Christ, part of our mission outreach, part of our belief that in this day and age, we need to reach a generation for Christ, and your support makes a difference. A dollar a day, $30 a month, whatever it is. The most important thing is you're involved. And then every month we get to send you a masterclass teaching online, video and audio to encourage you. And we say a huge thank you for standing with us. How do you do it? Just go on over to the website there at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on that little donate icon and we'll get you plugged in. All right. Back to the calls. Brenda, you're next in Michigan. How you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Good. Tell us about mom.
Oh, I am so thankful for my mother, Jan. She has just been tremendous throughout my whole life. And a role model at that. Anyways, I am very thankful. Her legacy that she will leave behind is mercy. Mm. She has got the gift of mercy.
Not everybody does, that's for sure.
No, and I hardly have ever seen her got mad, and I know when people have hurt in her feelings and stuff, you know, just for a minute, you can tell it just bothers her, and then it's gone. She's forgiven and let it go.
Mm. How was she when you were growing up as a teenager and you needed a little mercy? How was she?
She was really good. She was really understanding, really loving. She was always on my side, no matter what.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And Mom's still with you. She's still here, right?
Yes, she's still here, yes.
Are you able to be together this weekend?
Yes, and you know what? I had a special gift made for her from a friend of a friend who bakes, and they're making these beautiful flowered cupcakes, just beautiful, where you can't even tell they're a cupcake.
Oh, I wish I were nearby. I'd eat it for you. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brenda. Lots of mercy from Mom. Hey, some of the guys are checking in here. Manuel from Arizona, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell us about Mom.
Well, I'm talking about my mom. She just was Carrie. You know, I didn't know the Lord. I came to know the Lord about 19 and a half years, but I'll tell you what. I lived a life that was not good, and I would come home sometimes late at night, and my mom would be there waiting up for me, and I would get angry, and I'd say, Mom, what are you doing? Why are you waiting for me? I was probably about 16, you know, doing my own thing. Why are you waiting for me? I can take care of myself, and I'd get angry with her, but I look back now, and I know my mom was caring. She always loved us. I came to know the Lord when I was 19 and a half years old. I've been a Christian now for 50 years and 3 months.
Mm.
When I, about 30 years, God called me into ministry. I was a pastor for 30 years. But about 30 years ago or more, I had the opportunity to lead my mom to the Lord.
Wow.
And my mom has accepted Christ. She got baptized. She became part of the church that I pastored here in Flagstaff for 22 years. My dad, he's gone with the Lord already, 86 years old when he passed away. And I had the opportunity to lead my dad to the Lord and baptize my mom and dad both. My dad is with the Lord, but my mom is still alive, 95 years old. Be praying for her because her health is not as good as it should be, but I just praise God for giving her 95 years.
Amen. What's her first name?
Brothers, Julia Martinez.
Julia Martinez. That's who we need to pray for. You got seven brothers?
Brothers, four sisters. She has 80 grandchildren, and I don't know how many great-grandchildren and great-great grandchildren. I think there's about 140 of us all together.
Well, and I bet you're going to all get together at your house for Sunday. Congratulations. What a story. Mom would wait up when you were 16. You came to Christ at 19, and you had a chance to lead her to the Lord 30 years ago. Hey, listen, let me just say to moms listening today and parents, don't give up on whatever's going on. Don't give up on your son or your daughter. Don't give up on yourself. Maybe not even the marriage that you're struggling with. God is a God of healing. He's a God of restoration. And I think Manuel gives us a glimpse of that from beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. Thank you, Manuel. Appreciate it. More men calling in. That's great. Charles from Arizona, nice to hear from you. How you doing today?
I'm trying to feel better.
Not one of the good days, huh?
Yeah, I've just been going through a lot of emotional stuff and that. And, you know. Your show has helped me in my marriage over the last few months quite well. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my mom, Alice. You know, she's always been there for me. And I was remembering about, you know, growing up, If I like slammed a door, she would come behind me and, darn it, if you're going to slam a door, slam it, learn how to slam it right. And she'd slam it 10 times harder than I ever could.
In other words, she was trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, not I remember
my friend Kevin Lehman always used to say to parents, to moms, when their kids roll their eyes, you just say, wow, he did a really nice job. Let me show you how you can do it the other direction too, you know? That's kind of fun. Hey, listen, Charles, it sounds like, you know, you got some stuff going on in your own life.
My mom's helped me out, you know, immensely through the years, even with my stupidness of being into drugs and that, and, you know, got out of them, got back into them, all that kind of craziness. But she's always been there, and she's always stood by me and helped me out every which way than more than I ever deserved. And I'm just, you know, she's got 5 grandbabies and 3 great grandbabies. I'm an only child. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's part of what I'm dealing with is, you know, I wish, you know, she's always given back so much community. I was raised in the Methodist church, but, you know, at 13, they're like, you can still go to church with us or you can stay home. Well, stupid teenager, I stayed home, of course. But
yeah, you know, kids will make those kinds of decisions. Tell you what, Charles, hang on. I want to send you one of my books. You can read it or put it on the shelf. But it's a book on how our emotions can get hijacked and really impact our lives. So if you hang on for a minute, I'll have Stephen grab the phone, get your address, and we'll send you a copy of my book on freedom from hijacked emotions. And I hope people will be praying for you as well. Okay, let me go to Anthony. I'm going to go to Nicole next. Hold on, Anthony, coming your way in a minute. Nicole is on the line. Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Nicole, and my brother Micah and I wanted to just honor our mom and give tribute to her. She has been a single parent most of my life. She raised my brother and I by herself, and she's just our warrior. She's our queen, and she just completed 30 treatments of radiation and chemotherapy, and now we're on our way to the hospital to get a doctor's report. And she's just our hero, and we're gonna fight this cancer free in 23. Amen. So I just wanted to let y'all know she's awesome. Her name is Anna.
Anna. All right. So I'm gonna ask our listeners. Hey, listen, we got you know, thousands of people listening. And of that, we have a good percentage of people who really believe in prayer. Not everybody, but that's okay. But those of you who do, pray for Anna, Nicole's mom, today, that she'll experience closeness to Christ and freedom from this cancer that can ravage families and people. Terrible. All right, Nicole, thank you. Drive safely. You and your brothers on the way to the hospital, giving a tribute to mom today. Lindsay's in Michigan. Hi there. How are you today?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Good. Doing really well. Thank you. Very encouraged with all these comments and stories about mom. What's yours?
Yes. So I am calling for a big praise about my mom. So first off, she is probably the most selfless person, like people I've ever met. And she is actually 19 years ago was diagnosed with a very rare genetic disease that affects her muscles and her coordination, and eventually she will be bound to a wheelchair. But she never let that stop her. She is the most godly person that I know, and has used that disease to push past things and do things that she never thought she'd be able to do. And just a few days ago, we found out that there is the first FDA-approved treatment that is available, and my mom is so excited. She just had a doctor's appointment and waiting to get that medicine in her hands. It's just been kind of a miracle.
Amen. Well, we pray that that'll go really well and be effective. We live in a time where science can add benefit to people's families and lives and health, for sure.
Yes. And her name is Patsy. And so if she's listening or if anybody is, prayers for that too. And yes, just hoping for a miracle for sure.
All right. Thank you for your call, Lindsay. And we're praying for your mom, too. Appreciate your call. Happy Mother's Day. And by the way, to all the mothers who called today, plus all the moms listening today, God bless you. You play a very important role. And I would say this, you know, I've worked with families over a lot of years, and I know that some moms, you know, you invest so much into your kids. I mean, you invest into their lives, their time, your resources. You've given up some of your own things you wanted to do, frankly. We know after the pandemic, we saw more and more moms leaving the workplace, going home and being with their kids. And I know that can't always be the case, but maybe you're working, you're a single mom, you're working and trying to maintain a balance. And yet when you're home, we know the research still shows that you're mom and you're still needing to run the household. And so God love you. Don't give up on it. And it doesn't go away just when the kids go away, because you get adult children, you're still mom. Remember, that's a very special title. No one else in the world is mom. You're mom. And God has given you that title. And I think about my mom. My mom was so talented, gifted, writing, poetry, communication. She could have done, humanly speaking, much more than she ever did, even though she did a lot with her work through the children's ministry at Youth Haven and her writing of poetry and so on, supporting my father in the work there. But she invested into the lives of children, not only us as her three sons, but also in the lives of so many other children who came along through the ranch there. And that was, she used to say, you know, we kind of make our priority to invest in the lives of children, hers and others, into a time that she will never see. She's in heaven and yet invested into our life, going on to our kids and grandkids and so on. And so we love you, Mom. Don't know if you can hear it in heaven. We know the Bible says you can kind of peek over as the multitude of witnesses. Not sure how that all that works, but if you can, thank you for all that you've done and did and are. And I would say the same thing to my wife, Donna. My wife, Donna, is a very talented woman, and she has given her life to her family and to taking care of me, which is a job kind of like full-time in itself. But loving her kids, and my wife is not one to ever, she's not one to make a big deal out of things. She never, you know, if I get injured, it's a big deal. You know, if I get sick, everybody's going to know about it. And she just plows on and gets it done. I mean, she's a get her done kind of person. And that's what she's been as she's loved her kids and her family and me. And so love you, Donna. Thank you for all that you've done for your kids, even though they're the ones that'll be telling you about it this weekend, right? On Mom's Day. They better. Come on, guys. All right. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We're talking about teenagers tomorrow, right, Stephen? Talking teenagers. If you have one or know one, come back and join us. Dr. Randy here for a very special Mother's Day celebration. We'll see you tomorrow.